It's 6 minutes after 9 o'clock, and a very good morning. My name is Jim Thorne, and today is Friday. And you know what that means? That means it's time for That's What's Happening's Blues and Arts Hour. It's a program where we feature some of Mississippi's finest singers, songwriters, musicians, and artists. And the show's made possible every week by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Mississippi. It's good to be blue. Also thanks to locally owned one-of-a-kind Fusion Coffee House in the township on Highland Colony Parkway in Ridgeland. And tomorrow, it's live jazz from 1 to 3 at Fusion, Gina Steele and Buzz Pickens. So find out more about that at FusionCoffeeHouse.com. Well, another special program for us this morning. One of the most highly regarded bluesmen in Mississippi and the entire music industry, in fact, is our featured artist, Jesse Robinson. Has toured nationally and internationally. He's performed with the likes of Bobby Rush, Little Milton, Cassandra Wilson, B.B. King, Buddy Guy, and a host of others. Recently, he received the Just Blues Foundation Award for 2023. Jesse Robinson toured for a while as a front man for the B.B. King Blues Band, which was featured actually on Austin City Limits, and his accomplishments continue. Real honor and pleasure to welcome back to the Blues and Arts Hour, Mr. Jesse Robinson. Good morning, Jesse.
Morning. Good morning. Good morning to you.
Man, it's so good to hear your voice. You were on the show, gosh, I was trying to look back. I think it was about 7 or 8 years ago, Jesse. How have you been?
I've been great, man. Life has served me good. I don't know how I served it, but life has served me good.
Are you staying pretty busy?
Well, yes. I try to do the things that I need to do now. Yes. I'm open. I'm still in, I'm still practicing, studying, and listening, and trying to get in the way I fit in.
You know, and that's the thing about really great musicians and artists. They're always learning, and you're doing the same thing, aren't you, Jesse?
Oh yes. Matter of fact, I think I stayed up too late last night. Just practicing and studying and exercising and stuff, and thinking about what to do and how to get in where you fit in and stay viable. So, yes.
Well, your accomplishments are many, and I want to thank Carol and Ron Marble of Mississippi Delta Blues Incorporated for connecting us together. You can find out more about Jesse Robinson at the website msdeltablues.com/Jesse Robinson. Jesse, let's play a song of yours. Can we do that? And we'll come back and talk about your career and what's coming up, all right?
Great.
All right, here we go. Here is Jesse Robinson on the Blues and Arts Hour.
Thank you.
Jesse Robinson, Blues Child. Jesse, is that biographical?
It's all true. It's a daily thing that I recognize. It's right there when I wake up with my name, you know. It's a true song that I put together just thinking. And so let me think about myself. And all of that is true.
That's great. That's great.
All of it's true. And still, you know, still living the blues.
And you're loving it, too. I know that, right?
Oh, yeah. There are some great information in the blues arena that you can pull out. It's very intelligent. It's real, you know. Yeah. It's a real deal. It's a lot of things in there that is history, which meaning it weighs a lot, you know.
That's right. It's life, basically, what you're saying.
Yeah, it's real. Yeah. I mean, it's there.
Yeah. Well, stay tuned, folks. We're going to come back and enjoy some more terrific music from our friend Jesse Robinson on the Blues and Arts Hour. My name is Jim Thorne. I want to thank the sponsor of the program, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Mississippi. It's good to be blue. Also, special thanks to Fusion Coffee House, locally owned, one-of-a-kind Highland Colony Parkway in Ridgeland. Our time now is 14 minutes after 9. Welcome back. It's 18 minutes after 9. I'm Jim Thorne on the Blues and Arts Hour, 103.9 WYAB. Our very special guest this morning, Jesse Robinson. And what a legacy he has had, a career he's had, and a legacy he's leaving with us all. I'll tell you what, noted career performing with some of the greats. And Jesse, you were born in the Mississippi Delta. What brought you, what piqued your interest in the blues? Do you remember that?
Yes, what keeps my interest in the blues, I still live the blues. The blues is still alive, you know. It's not going into place. It's just moving around in different, you know, situations, but it's still alive. I mean, it's not going into place, and it's part of life. Mm-hmm. It's part of my culture.
Yeah.
You know, and I can't get rid of that. You know, it is what it is.
You were just born into it then, is what you're saying. Is that right?
Oh, big pardon?
You were just born into that environment, the blues environment, right?
Definitely so. And, you know, and not going to die in it. Yeah. You know, it's here. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a way of life. You get in where you fit in and you make the best of it and you come out there proud.
You know, your musical talents really were first highlighted in church as a youngster. I was reading your bio. And do you remember those early days singing in church? And like so many other great musicians and artists, that kind of started in the church, as it did with you.
Yeah, my father was a minister, so, and he played guitar. Daddy, he played guitar. He had a lot of guitar. So when I was, you know, when I was born into a house with guitars in the corners everywhere. I thought it was just regular people had guitars everywhere. Mm-hmm. It's like a piece of furniture. But my dad played guitar, and my brother, one of my older brothers, played guitar. My mom could strum a little bit, so being in the sanctified church, holding this church, and every day you were singing and praying, and a life that we live. And my older brother Lindsay, called him Big Joe, he was teaching me how to play, you know. And what would happen is blues and gospel are so close. Mm-hmm. Basically, they mean the same thing as a cry out for help, you know what I mean, and thanks and all of that, and God is always in the plan. So we was playing, he was trying to show me how to play Booger Chiller. So what we would do, from a large family of 14, well, 14 wasn't in the house at the same time.
Yeah.
We would watch out for the older and the other ones because mom and dad, now, we grew up in a house that they didn't want you at that age trying to figure out the blues music. They had you up under their wings of church music, and right, where when you got grown, your own. I mean, they didn't throw it out because they knew it's real, but they was teaching you and training you the way they want it, they truly to be. So what Joe would do, we'd be playing the blues, and I'd be watching out, he'd be watching out for Big Joe, that's up daddy. And the thing was, Booger should have dunk, we didn't do that, but change the lyrics. Oh, Lord, I want you to help me. Lord. And it's the same thing. I mean, it's the same music notes, and it's the lyrics on the top of it means a lot. That's what people really live out of, and what you are saying and how you phrase it. And what it means.
That's true. So, yeah. Great story. Yeah. Jesse, yeah. I've got a song queued up. It's called Chasing the Wind. I want you to set this one up for us.
Oh, yeah. Chasing the Wind. By the way, I right here in this little house here, home here, whatever, I shot it all those and arranged all those and got into technology, and I printed all of them. I recorded all of them, you know, for demo purpose, you know, the, everything, you know. It was a structure, because when they sent it to me from Brazil, it was just, you know, poems, you know, just, it wasn't set up as a song. So I changed everything to, and put it in a song form, you know, formatted to the music and the ball and the notes and all of that. And it was great. It's a great song. And we was in the studio doing it, and it came out so well. So the William Brothers is a part of, I think they was a part of, that's the Eternal recording studio. And they was in and out there in their office and what have you. And they asked the producer, could they be on it? And right away, I said yes. Mm-hmm. And it happened. And they are super gospel singers. And, you know, they've done well. They've done excellent. They've done so well, I don't think there will be a retirement for them. They just that good. Mm-hmm. They want to be on it. And we arranged it for them to be on it. So when we hear it, you hear me doing the first, and then they come in and be with the, you know, down there. You figure it out when you hear what's going on.
Well, let's enjoy it. Let's enjoy this one. This is from the album Stray Star, Jesse Robinson, and the name of the song is Chasing the Wind on the Blues and Arts Hour.
I could wander without fears, and that I would always have ways to resolve my problems. Now I see I've been chasing the wind. Time,
Outstanding. Jesse Robinson from his album Stray Star. And Jesse, you say that's with the Williams brothers, right?
Yes, that's with the Williams brothers. Gospel. Great guys.
That's great.
Bevan and Doug. I hope you all are listening.
Now, I got to ask you, you're from the Delta. You lived in Chicago for a while, but your home is right here in central Mississippi, isn't it, Jesse?
Yes. Oh, yeah, definitely.
And, you know, I guess people might wonder, well, why not Nashville? Why not New York, Los Angeles? Why Jackson, Jesse?
By choice.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
I mean, that's a quick answer.
Yep.
For real. You know, it's home, you know, and I can do what I think I need to do. Right here in Jackson, it makes a difference sometimes, but I've settled in. This is home. This is where I'm going to be. This is it.
Well, we're glad that you're here. And we're going to take a break, Jesse, for our CBS News update. My name is Jim Thorne, and you're listening to the Blues and Arts Hour here on 103.9 WYAB. I want to thank the longtime sponsor of the program, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Mississippi. It's good to be blue. Also, thanks to one-of-a-kind, locally-owned Fusion Coffee House in the township on Highland Colony Parkway in Ridgeland. And don't forget, folks, tomorrow it's jazz at Fusion from 1 till 3. Gina Steele and Buzz Pickens. Find out more about that at FusionCoffeeHouse.com. Our time now is 9:30. Y'all don't go away. More to come. Welcome back. It's 25 minutes until 10. Jim Thorne here on the Blues and Arts Hour, 103.9 WYAB. Our featured artist today, the legendary Jesse Robinson. And Jesse, you've received so many awards and recognitions. I won't go through them all. I'll just highlight a couple. But the Mississippi Delta Blues Society of Indianola gave you the President's Award. You were honored with the Jackson Music Award, the King Mo's Memorial Award. I mean, it goes on and on. Your music was featured in a bar scene in Time to Kill. You're on several blues trail markers in our state. But, you know, I think most of us, Jesse, don't realize the dedicated work and all that goes into what's made you what you are. You want to comment on that?
The way it's really panning out, I'm on 5 blues markers, which I'm grateful for that. I don't think any other artists have looked up on that. And it's the reason why I probably have forgotten a lot of stuff that that I've been involved in, because I feel that I'm not through. You know, I'm still active and working and trying to keep up with the times and, like I said, get in where you fit in. And that song, just Chasing the Wind, some people say, well, what is the blues part of it? You know, if you're doing something, whatever your situation is, and you wind up just chasing the wind, that's the blues right there. So, wow, what I'm saying, that is the blues part. It's a little twist to it. But anyway, I just keep doing things. I'm doing some things down at Harlem. I'm getting ready to have my annual Christmas ball on December the 14th, and just stand in the mix until.
And you're enjoying it to the max, I know.
It's a way of life, you know. That at times, when you peak to when you're playing and you're playing with great musicians, good audience, and everything is good, and that's when you really, really enjoy it. The other part of it is that you're a musician, is already out here before you go back out. That's who you're supposed to be. That's who you are. So you gotta keep up. You gotta make sure that when you walk on the stage or wherever, when you play or sit and play, you at least gotta be in the ballpark sounding intelligent. When I mean intelligent enough that you have done your homework. Mm-hmm. You just didn't say, well, you know, I got this award 20 years ago, I'm this and that. No, music will allow you to relax. And that's the part I really like about it.
Yeah, that's great. I want to play a song now, Jesse. It's first in one door, then out the other, I think. Any comment on this?
Yes. That song is... It's more of a blues structured song, and I had a chance to think of some of the old traditional blues, let's say licks and passes. So let's take a listen to it. I haven't
All
heard
right.
it.
Let's do it. All right, here we go. Jesse Robinson on the Blues and Arts Hour. Here we go.
Sun may allow your shadow. morning sun may allow your shadow to keep you company, my love. To keep you company, my love. When sometime was set for gold. Love may knock on just one door. When sometime it was set for gold. It knocked first on the door of one, then later on the other one.
Jesse Robinson. First in one door, and then that's a great song, Jesse. Way to go!
thank you. It's for real.
Yeah. Hey, you know, you've traveled around a lot, and you've represented Mississippi at various events around the country. What's the message that you're trying to convey to people who are not familiar with Mississippi? What are you trying to convey to them? Anything?
Well, you know, being born and raised in Mississippi, so I got to carry that. I am that everywhere and anywhere I go. And there's a, you know, New Orleans has its sound, Memphis got its sound, New York has its sound. And you wind up by communicating with your neighbors and the people in that geographical area. So the language become part of you, you know, and that's what you take with you. Mm-hmm. So. I was raised up in the Delta and under my father, and he was an entrepreneur. He was great in the times back, you know. He really made it good for us and a lot of other people. But the thing is, I'm a people person. I just had my 78th birthday party down in Howland Miles. And, you know, I'm thanking God all the time. But what I added to my, I needed a birthday present. And the birthday present where I invited all the musicians that's still able and viable over 70 years above, they was invited and with no pay come in and have a dinner and sit down and be entertained. And I think I had 39 of them. And it was great at Howland Miles. So.
Great.
That's what keeps me going. I'm getting ready to do my musician Christmas ball on the December the 14th on Thursday night from 6 to 10, I'm putting together the Christmas songs, I'm putting together the show and all the food and everything with all the musicians and everybody come out and have a good time. So that's what keeps me going. There's some work in it other than just looking at going on stage and playing. And of course, going on stage and playing, you want to be a person that can deliver good music, you know,
yeah.
good things. So that's where I'm at with that.
All right. Jesse Robinson, our very special guest on the Blues and Arts Hour. Again, my name is Jim Thorne. We're going to take a break and come back for our final segment so y'all don't go away. The show is made possible every week by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Mississippi. It's good to be blue. And thanks also to one-of-a-kind, locally-owned Fusion Coffee House, Highland Colony Parkway in Ridgeland. Y'all stay with us. Welcome back. It's 9 minutes until 10. Jim Thorne here on the Blues and Arts Hour. Our very special guest this morning is Jesse Robinson. And what a career Jesse has had. Jesse, I got to ask you about something. I heard about this, and I pulled up a segment just recently on YouTube. You were actually on Austin City Limits. You were the front man for the B.B. King Blues Band, and after, of course, B.B. passed away. But how did you know B.B., and how did that come about? Can you tell me briefly?
Yes. I met B.B. back some years ago. Matter of fact, Charles Evers brought him in here to do the Megan Evers homecoming, and B.B. would always play. As a matter of fact, Red Fox was here on that, too.
Okay.
And I opened the show for B.B. Here in Jackson, and people got to applaud when we was playing. You know, I said, we own something happening. And I most time played my eyes. Opened my eyes, that was B.B. that came out of his dressing room and told his body guard to tell me to come back in his dressing room and meet him. And I went back and met him, and we've been friends ever since. B.B. would be anywhere in the world playing. If he see me, he's going to call me on the stage or he was going to recognize me or what have you. Mm. So it's just one of them things that I never got comfortable with it because I always was, B.B. was so highly respected for me in a lot of ways. You know, he was a gospel man out of the Delta too, about 18 years older than I. Mm. But yes, we was on in that. Austin Cinnamon was great. Well, Willie Nelson was there, and just a host of a lot of other people. People really need to catch that show. That was a beautiful mm-hmm. show.
Yeah.
And I've been on the stage with Willie Nelson about four times, man, and other artists. Yeah, it was great.
That's great. Awesome. One more question, Jesse. I know you are very involved in education. You have participated in blues symposiums at the B.B. King Museum and Interpretive Center. You've put on workshops at Mississippi State, lectured at colleges, and you served on the State of Mississippi Blues Commission. And what's motivating you to really plant that seed of the education of blues in especially young people's minds and hearts?
Well, from the way I was learned and coached to how to learn music back in the day, I was trained with some very intelligent and very educated people, even though there were some people that didn't go to college and what have you. They were doing the blues, but you couldn't tell the blues player from the preacher because he was a three-piece suit with a tie dress because they were very proud of the craft, what they had crafted out. They were very skillful at it, and that's how I learned to respect the music, the art form of music for everybody because it goes for everybody. You know, you're serving the world. And it's a great feeling when you being able to do that. And if you was born that way, I would say, I think I was, it's just, you know, it's gratifying to be on the stage playing good music and the crowd is enjoying you and calling you back. And it's just heaven on earth to me.
Well, then, you know, I guess, are you encouraged about some of these younger blues artists coming up?
Well, I don't know whether I am encouraged. I mean, I recognize what they're doing. I recognize their talent because a lot of things they're doing, I've been there and done that. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of good, there's so much talent out here. I think the talent is overbearing it. The skills, they got to develop a skill and how to, and I use this word all the time, get in where you fit in with other musicians. There's so much technology out here that you can learn stuff, but then you're not being able, you're not being taught how to use it and how to, you know, fit it in where it's supposed to be in, accomplish, you know, how you get in with a group of people. So there's so much talent out here. I'm looking forward to, and they're doing good. But it's just so much talent because of technology.
Yeah.
But I don't see a whole lot of groups together doing things like we used to do with respect, you know what I mean, to the music. Okay, what level are you in the music arena? Do you read music? If you don't read music, you've got great talent. There's so many people that don't read music have some of the best talent, you know, mm-hmm. which come from God, you know, come from God. But they not, I see them. Everybody is individual, may I say. They're not grouping as the doo-wop group used to play and like the band used to gather and respect each other when they get on the stage and listen to each other and come out with a chemistry sound, yeah. something that everybody has got a part to play in opposed to, I know this and just play anything and do that and just looking away. That I'm not pleased with that, but there's nothing I can do about it.
That's right.
This is what time it is.
Well, Jesse, our time is about gone. Any final comments that you'd like to say?
Well, I want to thank Cal and Ron for inviting me to this interview, and I also want to invite everybody out December the 14th at Howlin' Mound, 6 o'clock. The musician Andrew Crispin Ball, come out.
All right. You're talking about Ron and Carol Marble at Mississippi Delta Blues Incorporated. Their website is msdeltablues.com, and you can find out more about Jesse Robinson and other artists that they work with. Jesse, it's been a pleasure having you on the show. Appreciate you so much, and hopefully we'll get to catch you soon. All right?
It's a great day. I wouldn't care if I had all days like this. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Jesse. The Blues and Arts Hour is made possible every week by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Mississippi. It's good to be blue. Thanks also to Fusion Coffee House on Highland Colony Parkway in Ridgeland. And don't forget, tomorrow it's live jazz from 1 till 3. Gina Steele and Buzz Pickens. Find out more at their website, fusioncoffeehouse.com. Again, my name's Jim Thorne. Thank you again for listening. Until next week, God bless. Here's Jesse Robinson.
This weekend.